We just had one of the stormiest weeks on record in the last number of years, so perhaps it's an opportune time to discuss the halachos of stormy weather, specifically thunder, lightning, and strong winds. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos that if one sees lightning, hears thunder, experiences an earthquake, sees a shooting star, or there are strong winds, one makes the bracha of Kochog V'rosom Le'olam. On the other hand, if one sees other natural wonders, mountains and valleys, and the like, so then one makes the bracha of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Gemara there on Daf Nun Tes asks the following question. Given that Kochog V'rosom Le'olam is a bracha that makes a lot of sense for the first set of phenomena, which express Hashem's Gevura, but they're also part of the natural world, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis wouldn't be an acceptable formulation for those phenomena. So the Gemara says, you're right, that for the first set, for thunder and for lightning and for earthquakes, etc., both brachas are relevant, Kochog V'rosom Le'olam, as well as Ma'aseh Bereishis. Whereas for mountains and valleys and the like, only Ma'aseh Bereishis is acceptable, is really relevant. So this is Machlokas HaRishonim, how to understand this Gemara. There's a minority view, the opinion of the Ravid, which is that for thunder and for lightning and for earthquakes, etc., one makes two brachas, Kochog V'rosom Le'olam and Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. However, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chaf Zayin, the psak is in accordance with the majority view in the Rishonim, which is that either bracha is acceptable. So therefore, for an earthquake or for thunder or for lightning, one can make either Kochog V'rosom Le'olam or Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the common custom is that for lightning we say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, and for thunder, which is more expressive of Hashem's Gevura, so therefore Kochog V'rosom Le'olam is commonly recited. However, it really should be noted, Mikra Adin, that either bracha would suffice for either of the two phenomena. And therefore, there's a very important halacha l'maisa point. If one sees lightning and hears thunder and then makes the bracha, one would make only one bracha, because whichever bracha one would make first would cover both the lightning as well as the thunder. If one were to make two brachas, at that point, the first bracha, one would be yotzei for both, and the second bracha would be completely extraneous and therefore inappropriate. So if you see lightning and you hear thunder, and then you're going to make your bracha, then say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, or if you say Kochog V'rosom Le'olam, that also is totally acceptable, but certainly don't make both. If you see lightning and you make Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, and then you hear thunder, even if the thunder comes in the middle of the bracha, so then one can additionally say Kochog V'rosom Le'olam, because in that case, the Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis is going on the lightning, and the Kochog V'rosom Le'olam is going on the thunder. It should be an interesting discussion is mentioned with regard to what a person has to see in order to make the bracha on lightning. Do you have to see the actual lightning bolt, or as long as you see lightning in any fashion, just see the flash of light, perhaps that is sufficient? So I did see one of the contemporary, not so contemporary, but modern poskim, who suggested that if you don't see the actual bolt of lightning, it's a suffix. Based on an earlier discussion by other poskim about something else, he suggests it should be a suffix, and therefore don't say the bracha with Hashem Hashem. However, the majority view in the poskim, which is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and others, is that you don't have to see the actual bolt of lightning. If you just see a flash of lightning, you're sitting in your house, let's say, and there's a flash of light outside, which you know is from lightning, that's already enough to produce that sense of wonder at the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the bracha is already warranted at that time. So if you just see a flash of light, already at that point you can make the bracha. There is an interesting discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't sound so practical, but is very, very practical, and that is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're in the bathroom and you see lightning, if you can get out within Toch Kedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, about a couple of seconds, if you can get out within that amount of time, do so and make the bracha. And if not, then don't leave the bathroom. So there is a discussion in the Nosei Kelim, what exactly are the full implications of this psak? The Taz writes, it's not to say that you cannot make the bracha after Toch Kedei Dibur. You should make the bracha within, right away, within Toch Kedei Dibur. But if you didn't, you could still make it afterwards. Just that we wouldn't say you need to leave the bathroom at that point. The Mishnah Berurah, however, accepts the opinion of other poskim, which is that you can only make the bracha within Toch Kedei Dibur. So if you see lightning or you hear thunder, really say the bracha right away. Otherwise, you won't be able to say it anymore. I did see in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that if you see lightning and then you're waiting for the thunder, for whatever reason, perhaps to ensure that it was really lightning, I don't know, but then it would be considered asukin but also inyan, and then even if it was more than tokidei dibur, you're still yotze with the bracha you'll make on both the lightning and the thunder at that point. One final point, I mentioned at the very beginning, the Mishnah, in addition to thunder and lightning, also discusses strong wind. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. I haven't really seen people do this, but there is a bracha for strong wind, kochogro samale olam. The Mishnah Berurah writes, since it's hard to know what exactly counts as like very strong, so if it's not like very, very strong, just make osa maze bereshis. Still a little bit hard to figure out what counts as strong and very strong. In the Sefer Pisken Tshuvas, he suggests that if it's blowing things around, which are not normally blown around, which are normally tied down, then that's already sufficient to warrant osa maze bereshis. If it's dangerously strong, if it's taking down trees, and certainly kol shekein, a hurricane or a tornado, kocho grosso male olam would be warranted.